Hey lovebirds, welcome back to Relationship Goals. Your girl Sienna Cruz here, and let's get real, for sick relationships can be amazing roller coasters of joy, laughter, and sometimes, well, a few bumps in the road. Ever felt like you're stuck replaying a hurtful moment in your head? Or maybe you've held on to resentment like it's a prized possession, wishing the other person knew just how much they messed up? Trust me, I get it. We all have those moments where our hearts feel bruised and forgiveness seems impossible. But here's the secret sauce. Cultivating forgiveness and understanding isn't about letting people off the hook, it's about unlocking a deeper level of love and connection within your relationship. It's about choosing to see the bigger picture, recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, and remembering that true love means embracing imperfections, both in ourselves and our partners. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you navigate those tricky waters. First up, forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions. It's about releasing the anger and resentment that's weighing you down. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison, and expecting the other person to die, it only hurts you in the end. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, not the other person. Second, understanding goes hand in hand with forgiveness. Before you can truly forgive someone, try to see things from their perspective. Ask yourself, what might have led them to behave that way? Were they hurting? Stressed? Maybe they just didn't communicate effectively. Sometimes, a little empathy can go a long way in helping you bridge the gap and find understanding. Third, communication is key. Don't bottle up your feelings, talk it out. But remember, have a respectful conversation, focusing on I statements rather than blaming the other person. For example, instead of saying, "You made me feel terrible," try something like, "When you said that, I felt really hurt." Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. It's okay to take time to process your feelings and work through forgiveness. Don't pressure yourself to forgive instantly, it's a journey, not a race. Celebrate every small step forward. Finally, remember that forgiveness is an ongoing process, not a one-time event. There will be times when you stumble or feel resentment creep back in. That's perfectly normal. Just keep coming back to the practice of understanding, communication, and self-compassion. Remember, true love means choosing to grow and evolve together, even through the tough times. Speaking of tough times, remember that friend who always seemed to have it all figured out, but then you found out they were secretly struggling with forgiveness issues. Yeah, I totally had a friend like that. Turns out she was carrying so much resentment towards her ex-boyfriend for breaking up with her, even though he'd apologized and moved on. She kept replaying their arguments in her head, refusing to let go of the hurt. One day, we were having coffee, her usual iced latte with extra whip, girl loved her sweet treats, and I asked her about this guy. She launched into a whole rant about his betrayal and how unfair he was. But then I stopped her and said, "Girl, you're holding on to something that doesn't serve you anymore. It's like clinging to a broken umbrella, it's not gonna protect you from the rain." Her eyes widened, and she started thinking. That day, she took the first step towards forgiveness. She realized that holding on to anger was only hurting her, not him. She started talking about her feelings in therapy and focusing on self-care. It wasn't easy, but over time she found peace and moved forward. So remember, my lovebirds, forgiveness isn't about weakness, it's about strength. It takes courage to let go of hurt and choose love. It's a journey that requires patience, understanding, and self-compassion. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. Ready to cultivate more love and understanding in your relationship? Take a deep breath, acknowledge any lingering resentment, and commit to starting a conversation with your partner. Remember, even small steps forward can lead to big changes. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends and loved ones who could use a little dose of forgiveness and understanding. Let's spread the love, one relationship at a time. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.